The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 25th, 1975. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi there, friends. This is Sue Moran welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa, our weekly program of traditional and popular African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Today, you'll be hearing music from one of the largest islands in the world, the Malagasy Republic. Our music man, Leo Sarkisian, will be sharing with us some of the excellent recordings he brought back after visiting the island. So I do hope you're planning to stay with me today for Music Time in Africa. Although I've described and talked about the Malagasy Republic a number of times, I'd like to say something again about the people on that island, for those who may have missed the previous programs featuring Malagasy music. It was in 1960 that Malagasy became an independent republic, with a population of about 5.5 million people, traditionally divided into 18 tribal groupings. These groupings are divided again into 4 major cultural subgroupings. The first subgroup consists of the plateau peoples, who are mainly farmers. The second subgroup are the people of the East Coast regions, whose main sources of livelihood are fishing and farming. The third division lives in the savanna of the central western semi-desert regions. These people are the island's chief cattle raisers. The fourth and last subgroup are the desert people of the south, who are goat and sheep herders, and fishermen along the southern coast. The majority of the people on the island are an ancient mixture of Indonesian, African, and Arabic origins. The Malagasy language belongs to an Indonesian group, but of course it has its own peculiarities of dialect, well mixed with words from the Bantu, Swahili, Arabic, English, and French. Throughout the island, there are 3 main types of performance by traditional musicians: the singing of bardic songs, music for ceremonies, and funeral music. These performances are the business of music specialists who have a particular and important function in their various communities. The bard, for example, receives special status among the various peoples in the high plateau region. Ceremonial musicians are in great demand for various ritual occasions, and they always play in troops. Our musical visit in the Malagasy Republic begins on the east coast, probably the most scenic part of the country, and where there is an abundance of coffee. Here the folk songs reflect the daily work of the coffee growers, the raising and the harvesting, the sorting and the husking, and the dancing after the work is finished. In this first recording, we have a medley of songs accompanying all the activities of coffee production in the east region of the island. Malagasy music from the east coast of the island. It was a medley of songs for coffee raising, for the harvesting and sorting, and the husking of the coffee beans in the mortars, and finally, the music for the end of the day's work and dancing. Just as the music of the east coast reflects the importance of coffee raising, the music of the west coast portrays the busy life of the fishermen. This next selection begins with a song about the fishermen going out to sea in their boats, which up till today still resemble the craft of their distant ancestors. The music continues with the return of the fishermen, and this becomes a round dance for men and women. The dance finally ends with songs for the work of mending the nets and preparing them for the fishing the next day.
Salamise, salamise, salamise.
Probably the richest variety of types of songs and musical instruments is among the people of the high plateau regions. Here one finds the popular valija, the zither-type instrument, which one usually characterizes with the Malagasy music. The valija is a bamboo tube with metallic strings stretched along the surface. The strings are tuned by small movable bridges under each string. The musician even uses strands of bamboo in place of metallic strings. Here now are the lovely sounds of the valija in a solo played by one of the country's best musicians. The solo is followed by songs and dance music for the traditional marriage customs, the courtship, the engagement, the promises by the groom, and finally, the wedding dance. The Mpila Lao, who live in the highlands of the island, have professional troops that perform their traditional songs and dances. It is in the performances by these groups that we see the true folk theater of the country. The peculiar dances of the Mpila Lao haven't changed for centuries. In the movements of the feet, we see the rhythms of Africa. The extraordinary expressions of the hands are those of Asia. The musicians and dancers improvise and reflect morality, always charming and amusing their audiences. That was music of the Mpila Lao, who live in the highland regions of the Malagasy Republic. This next selection is by the Malgash Traditional Ensemble, and it's more dance music of the Mpila Lao of the High Plateau region. The lovely Valiha Zither takes the lead in the performance.
Just got a piece of life, and I did you. Lumayani,
just got up, he's an island of
Adinu, and a love of Charlie,
just got up, he's an island of Adinu,
Java Kababaku,
just got up, he's an island of Adinu,
just it out.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed the recordings on today's program featuring the traditional folk music of the Malagasy Republic, and that you'll be joining me again next week at the same time. This is Sue Moran saying goodbye until then. Hope you have a nice week. This has been Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49-meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.